Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
Right, it's 9:10. Let's go to Gavin Gray, who is not remotely passive-aggressive. Hello, sir.
Oh, well, yes, I was about to add to your tale of woe. Morning, Sarah Jane. Yes,
that morning.
Is very frustrating, isn't it?
Awful. Awful. Listen, it's
and
one thing if you're on...
Yeah,
go on.
No, I was catching a train which lasted about 35 minutes. I got on, had about 2 minutes apiece, and then somebody made a phone call where they've got an earpiece so they can hear the person, but they just hold the phone down on their lap and just talk.
No.
And you'll hear her side of the conversation for 30 minutes.
Oh, come on.
And
no.
I was catching everyone's eye in the carriage, and they were equally fed up. So at one point, she was obviously trying to get compensation for something. And she
right.
said, and I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. I'm just not going to have it. And I was quite near, and I turned around to her and said, I wouldn't have it if I were you. And she looked at me and said, Molly. Oh.
It's odd, isn't it? People's lack of their surroundings is very, very strange. I've never quite got my head around it, but there we are. Ho-hum, on we go. Right, let's kick off with the last few hours of the presidential race in Turkey.
Yes, so voting beginning, but it's been a very, very frosty last 24 hours with... a little bit of problems on the streets with both supporting parties, supporters, as it were, getting pretty aggressive and police sort of called just to keep an eye on things. This is the runoff. This is the second and final round runoff between the two candidates. The incumbent president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in power for more than 20 years, and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. He is backed by a broad opposition alliance. And in the last round, they were both in the mid-40s, but neither of them got the crucial 50% needed. Now, the incumbent president, Erdogan, is expected to win, but many people think that the opposition supporters will be slightly emboldened by the fact that there wasn't that much in it. And so, consequently, will people who supported Erdogan swap sides? Will the undecideds go one way and not the other? So turnout in the first round, a very impressive 88.8%. Their voting continues now right through for about another 7 hours. But there's a lot riding on this for Turkey. It is a massively populous and massively geographical area.
Mm.
It has rampant inflation, though. 44% inflation. That
sure.
is the official figure. Thought to be much, much more. Unofficially, as it were, and there is a huge cost of living crisis there. Will they stick with Recep Tayyip Erdogan after more than 20 years? Well, we should know in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Definitely one to watch. We've just been speaking planes and flights with a BA captain, now after dozens of BA flights were cancelled earlier this week, those e-passport gates hit a technical glitch yesterday, causing enormous
right.
disruption because it's a public holiday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, so we have a three-day weekend, and many people who have kids in education, they've either just finished their exams or they're on a half-term break, and so lots of people choose this weekend to go away. And Thursday and Friday, BA had to cancel dozens of flights, mostly short-haul flights, but of course some people just nip across to Europe anyway, with an IT problem. And they said basically 16,000 passengers were affected on one of the days. So if you double that up, that's quite a lot of passengers across 2 days. And then yesterday, the e-gates, you know, those marvelous things where you don't have to talk to anybody, just show your passport and hopefully the gates open.
Yeah,
those
I love them.
Seized up. That was another technical problem. And it seized up at most of the large international airports here in the UK. Then in France, there was a problem with their system. So people going to France, trying to catch a ferry, were caught up in that. But I'm afraid waits of 2 or 3 hours at British airports were reported. And as I said, that comes off the back of so many cancelled flights. Oh, boy, I tell you what, I'm jolly happy I decided to stay at home and talk to you this weekend.
This next story, the French police have now charged five soldiers in connection with the deaths of 27 people who drowned while trying to cross the English Channel a couple of years ago, November 2021. What's the latest on this one, Gavin?
Yes, this was, and you may well remember the terrible story where so many people died, including a few youngsters as well. Basically, the disaster was the worst of its kind on record. The migrants who died were mostly Iraqi Kurds and were aged 7 to 46. Now, what it now appears to have happened is that actually the French authorities were called out several times to this small vessel as it began to sink. So they called out to the French authorities, but it is reported that 15 separate calls from the boat were ignored. It is reported but not confirmed that the French authorities, individuals within those teams, said, oh, let them get to England, they're not our problem anymore, sort of attitude. Well, sure. Sadly, the boat sank, and that led to the loss of 27 lives. So now we've got the very interesting thing that 27 have been arrested. And all this came, incidentally, after the UK announced this week the highest single annual figure for net migration at 600,000 people, more than 600,000. Now, some of those were Ukrainians that have been allowed in. Some of those were from Hong Kong. You'll remember that when the UK decided to allow some from Hong Kong to come in because of the harsh treatment from China that was alleged, well, that represented about 180,000. So of the others, well, students' families, but also a large number of asylum seekers, currently standing at 100 and almost 180,000 asylum seekers in this backlog. So wind the clock on again, and this week we had the amazing story of a boat, a small dinghy that was again taking on water, crossing the English Channel from France to the UK. And in French waters, a French vessel went to go and assist them. And they said, oh, no, 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 we don't want you. Get away. We want a British rescue. And believe it or not, the French phoned up the British, and the British did go off and rescue
them. Wow.
And then took them back to the UK, where the 50 has been added to the list of 175,000 waiting for asylum. It has been a week of headlines about asylum here in the UK.
Sure, how extraordinary. There's been more information, or certainly intrigue, around the disappearance of Maddie McCann in Portugal. What seems to be the latest on this?
Well, depending on who you believe in the reports, it was said that apparently somebody who is a criminal had tipped off police in Germany, saying that the main suspect, Christian Bruckner, who is a German and already in prison for sexual offences, had said, oh, I used to love this reservoir in the Algarve, and I used to go down there, and he's claimed or reported that he admitted hiding certain items underground there or throwing them into the reservoir. And so the reservoir levels have gone down, and police in Portugal spent 3 days digging up the shoreline at a particular point of this reservoir in the Algarve, near to where Maddie McCann disappeared all those years ago. Basically, through several large holes were dug. Soil and evidence was taken away, including its reported bra straps and bits of paper. What they were really looking for is it was reported there was some sort of computer hard drive thrown into the reservoir, it was alleged. Anyway, the parents of Maddie McCann are now going to have to wait what's thought to be months for the results. So it's an agonizing wait for them to see if there was any sign of their daughter. She was wearing a pink dressing gown at the time, and I think there were hopes as well that that might have been found. But anyway, I'm afraid Maddie McCann is still missing. The parents have suffered so many heartbreak of positive news, negative news, thoughts their daughter is still alive, that I'm afraid all this time on, still nothing.
Yeah, very, very sad indeed. Again, you can't even imagine what the family are going through, these years later, the not knowing. It's emerged, according to newly released documents from the FBI, that the late Queen Elizabeth II faced a potential assassination threat during a visit to the United States back in the 80s.
Yes, I love these stories which have come out of files that have been in vaults, not open to the public, all of a sudden are. Here we have a rule in the UK, I think it's a 30-year rule, that all of a sudden they get open 30 years on. Well, here in America, we've seen it now 40 years on with newly released FBI documents. Now, in the 80s, you will remember the terrorist attacks were commonplace in Ireland and Northern Ireland, predominantly as a result of the activity of the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. And it is being reported that those threats made their way across the Atlantic prior to a visit by Her Majesty the Queen to see Ronald Reagan and other things within America. And about a month before that visit, which was in March of that year, a police officer had gone into an Irish pub in San Francisco and had been told by a man that he was seeking revenge for his daughter, who he claimed had been killed in Northern Ireland by a rubber bullet. And he said he was going to try to harm or kill the Queen, either by dropping an object off the Golden Gate Bridge onto the Royal Yacht Britannia as it sailed underneath, or would attempt to kill the Queen in the wilds of Yosemite National Park when she was visiting. Now, it is thought that on both those accounts, security was beefed up, not just generally at the tour, but also at Yosemite and as the Golden Gate Bridge, as the Royal Yacht sailed beneath the Golden Gate Bridge. But this is a very interesting thing to see that even in America, where, of course, there is a strong Irish support and sentiment, Her Majesty was under threat from there. And the files also show a summons was issued to a pilot for flying a small plane over a park where the Queen was visiting. And it said, "England, get out of Ireland," was the banner that was flown by this small plane. And it shows the FBI remained absolutely vigilant to what it considered to be the real potential threats to the late Queen. Thankfully, nothing happened.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder what this person was planning on dropping from the bridge that would have been inconspicuous enough for him to have got onto the bridge with it, but large enough that it would have been able to take her out when she was at any place on the boat.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Very odd.
Doesn't it?
Yes. Ho-hum. All right. To Germany now, where the persistent inflation helped push Germany into a recession from Jan to March of this year. And badly affected also Germany, which is, of course, Europe's largest economy, when Russian gas supplies dried up following the invasion of Ukraine.
Yes, and indeed, over the coming days, Moscow is expelling over 1,000 German citizens from Russia, caught up in various schemes between the two countries when their relations were so much better. Not anymore. Here in the UK, incidentally, there was a little bit of sniggering about the economic news in Germany, because just a month or so ago, the International Monetary Fund said that the UK would have the worst performing economy, would plunge into recession, worst performing economy in the G7, it was a basket case of the economy. Well, the IMF has now changed their forecast to say, oh, actually, the UK won't be going into recession. They've changed it by almost 1%, their estimates, the GDP. But they've got it a bit wrong, because Europe's largest economy, Germany, has contracted by 0.3% between January and March. That comes off the back of a 0.5% contraction in the previous 3 months. And so two recessions in a quarter is basically a full-blown recession. And you're right, Germany's inflation rate standing at 7.2%, so it's suffered inflation as well. Not as high as inflation here, which came down in the week, but only to 8.7%. But I'm afraid it is this reliance on gas, and in particular Russian gas, which has so affected the German economy. Government spending 5% lower, and car sales also fell off. The government grants for electric and hybrid cars were scaled back. The recession is slightly less severe than some have predicted, but a mild winter there helped with that gas supply, and the reopening of China's economy helped ease the impact of higher energy prices. But this is certainly going to weigh down and be of a concern to the rest of Europe, particularly after Germany tends to be the sort of paymaster general, as it were, of the EU. So interesting to see what happens now over the coming 3 months, too.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed. Your final story will have those who fancy a tipple maybe holding their head in their hands, and those who are French saying, well, that's quite right, because it's not a champagne. That was awful, wasn't it? French border police have destroyed nearly 35,000 bottles of a soda drink that had called itself champagne. Where did this drink originate from, Gavin?
Well, bizarrely, from Haiti. I mean, it's
right?
A Haiti drink.
That's odd.
I know. And it came in plastic bottles, and it's a bright orange liquid. In other words, it really didn't resemble champagne in any way, shape, or form. But as we know, the French are very, very protective of their labeling, the food labeling, and in particular, the word champagne. There's been court cases around the world. Indeed, recently in April, 2,000 bottles of American beer called the Champagne of Beer were destroyed in Belgium at the request of the French authorities. Anyway, I'm afraid these 35,000 bottles of this fruit soda drink were destroyed. They were seized after customs noticed their label said Courant Fruit Champagne. Oh, dear. Anyway, there are currently more than 121 countries that follow the ruling on the use of the name, according to the Champagne Trade Association. Incidentally, it's not just the French at it, but others tend to be slightly less strict. Greek feta, Italian parmesan, and British Stilton blue cheese are also protected by these rules. But I've seen Stilton sold abroad, and it is no way is it from the UK, let alone from the Stilton area in Somerset to the west of London. But the seizure of these bottles, well, I'm afraid it goes on and on, doesn't it? And I have to say, what a terrible waste where some people are desperate and thirsty.
Yeah, it desperately thirsty indeed. Did you just say Somerset, west of London?
Well, I did. I'm trying to put it in a picture there.
I mean, technically Somerset is west of London, Gavin.
Okay, 300 kilometres west of London.
It's a bit of a drive. Oh, she's so pernickety, that one. Gavin, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, keep me stickler to the rules. That's what I
Yeah, exactly. Gigi, thanks very much indeed. We'll chat to you again next week. Gavin Gray with us every Sunday morning, of course, for the UK Report.